WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show on 90.7 WVUA-FM. I'm Christian Martin with my co-host Richard Jenkins.
Mr. Paynes is out of the building right now.
Indeed. So. We're trying to learn. You'll have to bear with us this break.
Yeah. Well, how have you been, Christian?
I've been doing good. I've been doing great. How about yourself, Richard?
I've been doing absolutely fantastic. So, got a bunch of schoolwork this week.
Yeah, me too.
With the end of semester coming up, I got two tests tomorrow and an essay due on Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, I have that essay due on Friday too, that long essay. She's a real son of a gun.
She really is. She really is.
Well, anyway, what you been up to other than that, Richard? Anything interesting, anything fun the past week?
Well, I've been trying to work on a new movie.
Very nice. Another short film. The question is, will it surpass the triumph that was the Philadelphia Chess movie? We shall see.
We shall see. I think it'll be pretty funny. The idea is, so the guy, he's going to act out all of, you know, those intrusive thoughts you get, like,
yeah,
to do, like, terrible things for no reason. Well, that's what this guy is going to do, and he's going to be a bit of a jerk.
Oh.
The jerk, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't call it the jerk, though. That's already been done by Steve Martin. You're going to have to come up with a better name.
Oh, yeah,
than that.
True.
Yeah.
I got to think hard, so.
Yeah.
What about you, Christian?
Let's see. I saw Into the Woods. It was really cool.
Cool.
Great musical, you know, our theater department put it on. Interestingly enough, at the same exact time, UAB's done that. So I have a bunch of friends in Birmingham that have been talking about how good their production is. So, yeah.
Wow.
Possible fight to the death between the two theater departments to see if there should be one Into the Woods to rule the ball. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
that's for the people to decide.
When's the next show? I got to get out there and see it.
I think it's the 20th, 19th or 20th. Anyway, it's very good, y'all. If y'all haven't seen it yet, we'll be sure to put it on our events calendar, the second kind of half of Into the Woods. It's been a good time. I know a lot of people really enjoyed it, so we'll put it up there. Hopefully y'all will like it. Well, anyway, now, folks, here's Fritz and the Tantrums with Money Grabber on 90.7 WVUA-FM, The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We're doing our best, but hey, we figured out that it is Hayden Christensen's birthday, the legendary Star Wars actor
extraordinaire. And National Hayden Day as well. Just people named Hayden.
Yeah.
Wonder if that was coincidental or on purpose.
Just a really big Star Wars fan decided to pick out this particular national day.
I mean, Hayden Christensen's a heck of an actor.
Well, he wasn't great in Star Wars.
Shut up. I love the prequels. I'm not going to take this slander.
Hey, I won't blame Hayden, though. We'll put it on the writing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's George Lucas' fault.
Yeah.
No,
not
don't
George,
blame Hayden.
It's not George Day. Come on.
Yeah, it's Hayden Day. So, therefore, Hayden can do no wrong upon this day.
You got any particular Haydens in your heart right now who you're thinking about?
I mean, Carragher's pretty cool. Our pal Hayden Carragher. He's a cool dude.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be my roommate next year.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Hayden Wall, cool
Duncan.
Guy. I have a friend named Hayden Zaldi. He's a cool dude. A lot of cool Haydens out there. So shout out to all the Haydens in the world.
There was this Hayden back at my back where I used to live in Charlotte. This dude was like loaded. His dad had like two fancy cars. They lived in a giant house. Their next door neighbor was Greg Olson, of all people.
Like,
yeah.
Former Panthers tight end Greg Olson.
Tight end Greg Olson.
That's crazy.
The guy who called the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. Which was kind of wild, but yeah, that Hayden guy—he was quite the character. You know how those rich folk can be sometimes.
So true.
Yeah. Well.
Other things today. You know, we love to celebrate the day here. We forgot to hit him in that line, but anyway, we love to celebrate the day here.
I forget. Okay. I forget all of Noah's little lines. I know he says little a lot. So.
Yeah. No. He the lines are great, folks. But.
We love Noah.
It's humorous day. Richard, do you have any jokes for us by any chance?
Do I have any jokes? Did you hear about the circus fire?
Ah, no, I didn't.
It was intense.
Ah, ha, ha, ah, 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 that's good right there, Richard.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll be here
now,
for the next hour and a half.
Now, folks, you know, we like to get all our news and all our views from the Crimson White. And I was just reading the most interesting little article. It's in the sports desk here. This season's greatest hits. Alabama's baseball's walk-up songs. This is by Morgan Gray.
Ooh.
Top 10 walk-up songs this season. Number 10, we got God's Gonna Cut You Down by the man in black himself, Johnny Cash. That's Hagen Banks, number 36.
Hey, Hayden. Wow.
Hey!
How about that?
Oh, no, Hagen.
Oh.
Hagen, yeah.
Close, like, but no cigar.
I think, isn't it Oliver Twist? There's a Hagen in, I forget.
No, his name's Fagan.
Ah, never mind. Yeah. Okay, yeah, disregard that, dear listeners. Number 9, Every Chance I Get by DJ Khaled. That's a Caden Rose, number 7's walk-up song. Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. That's Drew Williamson's number 18. That's a funny one. Humble Beginnings by Bozzy. That's Ed Johnson, number 5. Number 6 is London Bridge by Fergie. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
Fergie, yeah.
William Hamilton, number 11's. And Now How We Do, or You Know How We Do It, I can't read today, by Ice Cube. That's Andrew Pinckney's, number 21's. Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas, number 4. That's Colby Shelton, number 16.
That's great.
That's a good one. Hips Don't Lie by Shakira. Tommy Seidel, number 20's walk-up song. That's number 3. That's a good one, too. Kung Fu Fighting by CeeLo Green and Jack Black, the 2008 cover of Carl Douglas' song.
Excellent.
Yeah, Mac.
Love me some Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, it's a banger. Matt Gassett, number 9's walk-up song. That's number 2. And number 1.
The best walk-up
song. In the walk-up songs, according to this article, according to the journalists here, we have Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
That's Jim Jarvis, number 10's.
I feel like there were better ones in there. Than
I don't know. I don't know. You know.
Ice Ice Baby?
It's subjective.
Vanilla
it's subjective.
Ice? Come on.
You know, it's going to be different to everybody else. I do love some Ice Ice Baby. You know, also, you though, know, Jim Jarvis's thing is he lets fans, they let fans choose Jim Jarvis's walk-up song.
Oh, well, so it's like, Jim Jarvis. I mean, yeah.
He's had Ice Ice Baby, he's had California Girls, and the Stadium Rave from SpongeBob.
He's had the SpongeBob. Oh, nice.
Those are good combos.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway, you know, what do we got next? We have Wonderful Time.
By Certainly So.
On 90.7 WPFM, The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Now, Richard, me and you were talking movies.
Yes, we were.
I think you were playing fool on this one, though.
Oh, what?
You said The Godfather. It's better than Goodfellas.
The Godfather is way better than Goodfellas.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Have you the prison Sunday gravy scene? It's cinematic masterpiece. When he's cutting the garlic with the razor.
Marlon Brando, man.
Ray Liotta.
Al Pacino. Ray Liotta is, sorry, he's just like the least convincing
De Niro,
gangster ever.
Pesci.
All right, Pesci's good. It's good, but it's not like Rain as
Bronco,
good as The Godfather.
Come on. No. Mm-mm. You're wrong.
Come on, Christian.
There's great improv work. It's just a phenomenal film. The Godfather, it's overrated. It's overdone.
What do you think is better than The Godfather?
Goodfellas. Also, I would argue, this is personal preference.
Oh,
okay, it's probably not objective.
God.
Also, I'm putting on a fun accent here, folks. My Blue Heaven is a better, in terms of mob-related movies.
Are you kidding me?
My Blue Heaven.
Kidding me?
Steve Martin. Yeah,
it's Steve Martin.
Steve freaking Martin. He's hilarious.
Steve Martin is not better than Coppola.
Steve Martin is one of the greatest actors of all time, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh.
His comedic timing is perfect. It's perfection. Okay.
You know, there's funny moments in The Godfather. Like, well, there's more in The Goodfellas, though, for being honest.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That also
Joe
makes
Pesci,
it
you know, he's funny, like a clown.
Also, yeah, also I would say that Rick freaking Moranis. Come on now. My Blue Heaven. Sweet.
Rick Moranis. This is not even comparable to either
Rick
of these
Moranis,
movies.
Star of Little Shop of Horrors, Rick Moranis. He's so good. He's such a good actor. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. He's a comedy actor, though. He's not...
Who cares?
Al Pacino.
Yeah, Al Pacino. Dunkachino.
Like, everybody in The Godfather.
Al Pacino literally did Jack and Jill.
Well, so did Adam Sandler, you know. The best of us have bad movies some days.
All right, I've heard enough.
Oh, he's finally here.
Hello, everyone. This is Noah Haynes. I was
hiding in a hole because I was like, I don't want to do the morning show today. I'm scared. But then I was like, I'll tune in and see what's going on. And I heard this argument. I was like, I've seen neither of these movies. And I was like, I don't think this is we should just combine them. And, you know, The Godfather and Goodfellas
and My Blue Heaven
and make the good father.
Oh,
good father in heaven.
Oh.
But I think maybe let's play some music and we'll reset here in a second.
Up next, we have Shakedown Street by the Grateful Dead on 90.7
WBFM.
Yeah, baby. The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, that was Sonny's War right here on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah. This is The Morning Show. We're back in the saddle. We're just riding along, enjoying the morning here with you. And as we're riding along, we're looking at the sky, seeing what's going on, and I think noticing some of the conditions out there. I think it's time for the... Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. It's time for the...
Weather report. Do not distort the weather report. Weather report.
All right, Christian, what's the weather looking like?
Okay, so today, currently it's 61 degrees. It's a sunny 61, though. We have a high of 85, a low of 47. The air quality index is 66, which is moderate. Sunset today is at 7:23. Our UV index is 2, which is low. And there, it feels like 60 right now. We have a 67% humidity with a dew point of 50 degrees.
All right, that's the
weather report.
That's right. It's the 90.7 The Capstone Weather Report.
Now, Noah, with us, you know, hosting earlier and you coming in, I think we flipped the script. So, you know, what if you were to do an affirmation? So, whether the weather's good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad on 90.7 WVUA FM, The Morning Show. Here's Noah with a positive affirmation.
That's right. That's right. So, for a positive affirmation for the day, think about the clock. So that's what we're thinking about for the positive affirmation today. So the time always moves on, and time always keeps going, but remember that you can always stop and take your time. The time's always going to be going at the same speed, but you can always slow down. If you need to, you can always slow down. There may be a lot going on, but you can always wait a minute and take things slow. That is, and the positive affirmation for today is, I'm going to be aware of the clock, but move at the time and the speed that I need to move. And that is the affirmation for today.
Very nice.
Wonderful.
And that was the...
Bless you.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Oh, you got no...
And nothing like a good punctuative sneeze to underscore your positive affirmation. We'll be right back after some music. Here's Kalensica with City Summer Sweat.
Achoo!
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Pretenders are back on the chain gang, and we are back on the air here on 90.7 Capstone. It is The Morning Show. Hope you are having a good morning so far this morning. We are, we're having some fun here on The Morning Show, trying to get you excited for your day. Something that we are excited about is tonight. We have a very special event.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
We have here in the Office of Student Media, there are several student media organizations, Crimson White, which we plugged earlier in the hour. And
Alice,
then
Alice, you might have heard
Alice,
them last week.
Yes, 1956. We've got March Literary Journal, all sorts of fun folks in here, some advertising folks. And so we all get together, And tonight, we're having the Student Media Awards. It's kind of like the Oscars, but for student media. And so we are eligible, the Wednesday morning show, for the best specialty show. And so we will see tonight. We're going to pull up in our Sunday best. And we'll see what happens. I'm excited. We're going up against some fierce competitors.
Such we've got the Monday morning
show. The Monday team, the Friday team. We're going up against all the music shows, Folkways, College Struggle. We're going up against Electronica FM, Raven Price's Grunge FM, all sorts of shows we are going up against. And we will see who takes it all. So if you want us to win.
I think it's going to be a Wednesday morning show sweep.
No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm calling my shot. Call me Babe Ruth.
So
I'm doing it.
Yeah, so we're gonna see how that goes. We'll have to update you for next week whenever we have our last morning show of the semester.
Don't say that.
During Dead Week. And you know what? Dead Week is amazing because the Dead Week show is always the best show of the semester. We missed it last semester, but this Dead Week show, it's going to go dummy hard.
Let's go.
So
it's
going to
be better than the stressed out week.
Yeah, probably.
Last week of school morning show.
It's going to be each break better than the last is going to be the phrase.
Yes.
Each break is better than the last. So that is going to be next week. This week we're just vibing. Got some fun stuff tonight that we're excited about, and we've got a fun event later this weekend that we're excited about that we are all involved in. We've talked about it a little bit, but this musical that we're doing.
Oh, yes.
I'm playing the music for it. Richard is the star.
Oh, thank you.
Richard, tell us a little bit about this musical. Like, what is it? What's it about?
Well, it's about, it's kind of a take on Snow White, but like set in a modern college setting. And so the teacher, she dies in class, and all the students don't really care because, you know, they're college students. They don't really care.
We get out of class, though.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we get to leave class. But then the teacher magically comes back to life with a kiss of true love. And everyone's confused. You're like, how did this happen? So they send an inspector to figure out what exactly is going on.
Yeah. So there's a mystery going on here.
Indeed. And then there's
a little bit of conspiracy going on.
Yeah, okay.
So twist ending.
Mystery, maybe some love, maybe some romance.
No, we don't need to tell them too much. But yeah, hijinks will be ensuing.
Hijinks will be ensuing.
Shenanigans, chicanery even.
Yes. So the hijinks will be ensuing, so you better not be suing. So
yeah.
We're gonna put up on our events calendar that event so you can go check it out. Because you gotta pull up. It's gonna be free, so you gotta come see it.
Also,
it's
gonna
be
Fred.
Free. You gotta come see.
Oh,
what's it? I'm Fred in it.
Just, oh yes, Christian Fred.
I'm also in it though. It's Fred.
So Fred's Christian great. Is Fred, and Christian has a solo.
I do.
Mm-hmm. He's got a little solo.
I actually have two little solos.
Two little solos.
And he has this one awesome line.
So true. I have. It's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he says, what do you say?
Well, I'm not going
to
tell him.
No, you'll have to come see the show if you want
to
hear the awesome line.
Hear the line.
So really if you want to hear Christian's awesome line, that is going to be happening. We'll be right back in just a moment. We've got something special planned for you, a new segment. So stay tuned. We're going to play just like one, maybe two songs, and we'll be right back on the Wednesday Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Pull up this little theme that we put together. Let me play this for you.
It's the Wednesday morning show on the World Wide Web.
Oh, man. How do we, all right, so today we have dived into the internet, the World Wide Web, to find some interesting things to share with you. Christian, you've said you've got something very good here.
No, this is very artsy. It's very, very progressive, very avant-garde, you know. You've heard of Pablo Picasso.
Yeah.
You've heard of Johannes Brahms.
Yeah.
And Wagner, but now I give you true art as, featuring the wonders of the Nectar of the Gods, Mug Root Beer.
Okay. I've heard enough.
Your mug root beer.
Whose song is that?
Whoever they are, they're changing the music game right now. The industry is being changed forever.
Oh my goodness!
By the mug blooded root beer.
All right. Well, let's reset. Let's reset.
It's the Wednesday morning show on the World Wide Web.
Reset. Okay, Richard, have you got? Richard, before we go to yours, because I think you've got a good one. I want to end with that one.
Oh yeah.
I'll do mine. So I found this little video that I have been thinking about nonstop. I think it was probably on the TikTok, but I found it on the Instagram Reels, and it's by this lady named Grandma Droniak. So listen to this. She's got some advice.
Party's asking me how I slay every day. Let me show you. Every hour on the hour, I dance. It makes me feel young and slay. Then I read my haters' obituaries because it makes me remember I slay while they lay. Sometimes I put on a dress for no reason. You don't always need a reason to slay. When my ex calls me, I slay him by hanging up. That's it. Now you know how to slay. Love you.
Well...
So
she's a real
what
one.
A great grandma. Right?
You so don't true. Always need a reason to slay.
It's so real.
That is the video that has been on my mind the past week on the World Wide Web. And for our last little section of this segment, let me.
It's the Wednesday morning show on the World Wide Web.
All right, Richard, what do you got?
So I'm here on Weezerpedia today.
Oh, the best website. Thank you.
Yeah. They have a very special featured article called Geezer. It's an unlicensed bootleg Weezer CD released by the Australian record label Kiwi Records in spring of 1995. It is a bootleg concert recording of a concert in New Britain, Connecticut, featuring the song, an early performance of Get You and Jamie, which would later appear on Pinkerton. And it has a very iconic art on the front for the box art. It's a picture of the Weezer Blue album, but instead of that iconic pose of all the Weezer members just standing there, we have photoshopped over their heads a bunch of old men to go along with the title of Geezer.
Geezer.
So excellent. Now,
look it up. Give it a listen.
So that is Geezer here on the Wednesday morning show, which makes me think.
I think there could be a reason that he selected that for the World Wide Web. Is it because it's a holiday, maybe?
I think it's a very special holiday. I think it actually might be Weezer Wednesday. It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. There, it's a Weezer song every hour, and if we ever miss it, we do it twice in 1 hour. So stay tuned for that. We've got a great song for you this hour, just like we mentioned. It's Get You from Pinkerton by Weezer here on 90.7 The Capstone and Weezer Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That's When My Time Comes by Dolls on 90.7 WVUA-FM, the morning show. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Wait. What were we about to do? There was some, oh! I got distracted. We were having so much fun talking that I forgot one thing we're going to talk about. So we got to talk about these VO bikes, man.
Oh,
the VO bike menace.
The VO bike. That's what this segment is called. The VO bike menace.
We're the first journalists to talk about this.
So yeah. So there's a Crimson White article that Richard, I think you found.
It was just like general information about the e-bikes. It was posted about 2 years ago.
So yeah.
Remember,
nobody yet knew the perils that the VO bikes would bring upon this
and
great
also
campus.
anybody that has voting power for student awards, realize that 90.7's Wednesday morning show are the only journalists that have talked about this issue, so when voting for best specialty show, but anyway.
So here's a quote from that article. We believe our device's technology and quality will meet the diverse mobility needs of UA's students, faculty, staff, and guests. So that's what they said about the VO bikes that all is. The way back in October 28th of 2021.
Have you guys ever used a VO bike for any practical reason?
No. No, I've never even used one in general. But
So all my homies hate VO bikes, except so some people use them. But let me tell you about what I have, where my disdain for the VO bikes comes from. Because although there is emotion behind this, there is reason behind this as well. So I live at Bryce Lawn, and there's a spot right there where people will, where the VO company will set up their VO bikes, which is fine to set up the VO bikes there. I don't really like their practice of putting them around the right up close to the bike racks, though, because then I can't get to the bike rack. As a bike rider, like a normal bike rider, people will take the VO bikes and then drop them there, and then they're all surrounding the bike rack, so I can't get to it. So that's a nuisance. But I'm like, okay, maybe if that was just it. But then what's even worse is people just dump their VO bikes in the road.
Yeah.
They'll just throw them everywhere. So
I saw one in like a pond the other day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are crazy. The kids these days have no respect for the bikes.
So true. And you know, sometime you'll be making your way downtown, walking fast, you know, all that good stuff, and you're homebound. Anyway, to class, let's say. Just walking on the sidewalk, a VO bike rider will drive, graze your hair going 20 miles an hour. No care for pedestrians when there is a bike lane on the road.
We need to stop these VO biker gangs.
They're a menace.
The VO bike menace. Over the past couple of days, it has gotten to a strange degree. So the other day, I just saw a big clump, probably 10, just like in a row, just like on the street or whatever, behind the apartments. And then I walked by again later. Someone had taken them and put them in a big stack, like they were in a big mound of them. And then this morning, I wake
up.
VO bike stack. Then this morning, I wake up and someone had put butter on the seats of the VO bikes. So someone had buttered these VO bikes, perhaps also thinking they were a menace. But it's just like, the people who ride these bikes don't care about them. The people who don't ride these bikes don't care about them, like as far as like love them. Mm-hmm. Whenever you own a bike, you become one with the bike.
It's teaching people to disrespect bikes.
Indeed. So, and bikes should have our utmost respect. And so I just think VO bikes, this is a bit of a take. I don't know if it's a hot take, but it's a take. We're taking a stand. The Wednesday Morning Show. VO bikes. I don't know. They got to get their stuff together.
You know, we're not normally political here.
Yeah, but we don't like to get political.
Well, I am political in the sense that I am a mug-blooded American.
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm also a mug-blooted American.
I mean, notwithstanding.
That's a prerequisite.
But these VO bikes, they've got to do something about this. I don't know what that is, but that's my right as an American to say, you should do something. I don't know what that is, but do something about it.
And as a side note, university, when are we going to get mug root beer?
I don't want to
mug root beer.
Mug root beer in the dining halls? Maybe even in the drinking fountains? I don't know.
Yeah, replace water with mug root beer. It's healthier. Anyway.
I want to take a shower in mug root beer.
Real.
We should have the option.
All the canvas water should be replaced with a mug tower.
So endless great ideas and thoughts here. We'll be right back with some more on here on the 90.7 The Cast on the Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We had an interesting topic that we want to talk about before Christian had to bounce for the day. So we were talking about the student center and all the food options that you have in the student center. And we were like, which is the best food option? And so there are 9 of them. I'll go through them real quick. Wendy's Chick-fil-A Blends Bowls. Blends Bowl, Auntie Anne's Subway Panda Express, Starbucks, La Mexicana, Union Market. So we were trying to come up with what is the definitive ranking for what are what is the order of the best best ones. So I think the best way to do this is to do a tier list. So you got your S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, F tier. That's where we're gonna go. So we won't worry about D or E or anything like that. So S, A, B, C, and F. So do you think Wendy's? What do you think about Wendy's as far as what?
Instant S tier.
S tier.
Yeah.
Okay. So Wendy's is S tier.
We always show up late to the blues school practices because we're getting Wendy's.
It's Wendy's related.
Yeah. So Wendy. So which definitely come to the musical that we're gonna be in 6 p.m. on Saturday.
It's very Wendy's.
We're gonna have something on the events
Wendy's,
calendar for it. So,
wish.
All right, Chick-fil-A. What do you think?
Chick-fil-A? Ooh, Chick-fil-A is good.
I'm thinking kind of A-tier.
A-tier.
Chick-fil-A is A-tier? Okay.
Now, fellas, what about Panda? What do we think about Panda?
Panda, I feel like...
Quick.
I'm going to say S-tier because they have like service.
I'm leaning towards S-tier.
I like S-tier. Panda. S-tier. Panda.
But I would put S-tier but below Wendy's.
You know what? Yeah. Fair.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
So we'll put S-tier but below Wendy's is we'll put Panda Express. Because I get the orange chicken with some fried rice, and I'm like, ooh.
Me too. It's a classic.
I'm real tired of the orange chicken. I'm not going to lie. I've had it too much.
Well, the thing is, you got to treat yourself. You can't have it too often. All right. Auntie Anne's.
It's pretty good.
It's all right.
It's all right.
But there's like no like real food you can get there. It's just
B-tier? B-tier?
B-tier.
B-tier.
Okay. Maybe, yeah.
Do you want to do B-tier or C-tier?
B-tier, because I like...
Okay. It's
I like,
low B. I'd say like a B-.
Yeah. All right. So we'll put low B.
They got good pretzels, though, but that's all.
Yeah, they do, but like nothing of sustenance.
All right, Subway.
Yeah, I like higher B.
Higher B? Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I agree with that. I like some of the Subway sandwiches. What the heck do they know about food? So Subway. Starbucks. Yeah. No, I did have a good... I needed a breakfast thing the other day, and I got a little breakfast sandwich from them, and so that was pretty good. So that they can make some good stuff.
Well, the one time that I went to Starbucks, I ordered something, and they said it would be ready in 10 minutes, and I needed to get it because I had a test coming up in like an hour. So I'm like, oh, that's definitely enough time. So I show up there like after 10 minutes, and they lost the ticket, so I had to wait, and I was almost late to my test. It was terrible.
Oh no.
And then I
test
spilled
stress?
The Starbucks on my shirt.
It was just not fun. So I mean, we might need to put them in C tier for that.
I think so.
I like the refreshers, but yeah, sometimes I do this stuff.
I think to balance it out, we can put them in C tier. So Starbucks is C tier.
Yeah.
We feel good about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Union Market. So that's just like the little store and everything that you can buy some little snacks and everything. I hate to say it, but I feel like we got to go F tier on that.
I'd say D tier.
Yeah.
D-tier.
Well, no, they
well,
do.
We don't have a D tier.
They price gouge too. So, I mean, expensive.
So Union Market, I mean, we hate to put it, but I mean, we've got to have. All right. We got two more. La Mexicana. What do we think?
I like La Mexicana. You know, I mean, I've only had the food truck version, but they make a darn good taco. They're quite tasty. Yeah. I'd say B tier, A tier. I would argue.
You say A tier? Well, I would almost say A tier. But the thing is, I haven't eaten them because we have Sola for meal swipes. It's like
that is true.
I've never been there.
So I think I'm gonna have to put them in B tier just because they've got their competitions.
They're
beating
of a
them
higher
out.
Quality. I would argue.
Do we want to put them higher than Subway or lower than Subway?
In the middle.
In the middle. Okay, so they're
because they don't have VIP.
Okay, so we'll put them. These are all good things to think of. And then our last one, Blends Bowls.
F tier,
really?
Too pricey.
They are pretty pricey.
Food you get.
I've gotten one before.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
I would argue it's like not as good as like Fruita Bowls and its other competitors in the bowl of fruit smoothie business.
Well, if it's good, maybe it deserves to be D tier then, because it's not like convenient.
But we don't have
store.
A D tier.
Well, we can do C tier, but below Starbucks.
Yeah. I'll admit it. I'm kind of a Blends Bowls hater.
Okay. So this is the definitive ranking. There's a definitive tier list of the food in the student center, and we're gonna put up an article later today. You can go and we'll have it on our Instagram. You can comment on it. But we got S tier, Wendy's is the best, then Panda Express. A tier, we got Chick-fil-A. B tier, Subway, then La Mexicana, Auntie Anne's. C tier, Starbucks and Blends Bowls, and F tier is the Union Market. We love all our food offerings, but these are this is definitive tier list here of the stuff in the student center. So, boys, any last thoughts before we close out here?
I think that's a pretty good list.
I know. It's been a great show today. I hate to say that I'm now leaving off for class.
All right, so Christian is signing off.
Dear listeners and fellow co-hosts.
Yes. But we will be back right after this break. So Christian is heading along, but me and Richard are still going to be tearing it up. So stay tuned for that. Here's Ben Old with Our Time Is Now.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa. Welcome back. That was Slack Times here on 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah, and I've got Richard here in the studio with me today as we celebrate the day.
It's a very special day.
Yes, yeah, it's a very special day. It actually, let me check my notes. I think it might actually be
Weezer Wednesday.
We play a Weezer song every hour on the hour. Not actually, and not sometimes not every hour, but we do it anyway. We're playing you some Weezer songs. We're celebrating Weezer, and I've got a featured quote from Rivers Cuomo. And he says, talking about his chemistry with Jake Sinclair, and you may ask, like, who is Jake Sinclair? Well, Jake Sinclair is the recording engineer for Weezer. He did a lot of work with Weezer, and Rivers Cuomo said he was intimately familiar with the kinds of ways I sing and the way I play and the way I write, so he was a fantastic partner for me. So shout out to, as audio people, we like to hear some love for the audio folks
for
getting
sure.
some praise. So shout out to that. We want to go a little bit, do a little callback to one of our previous segments here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pull up this this little thing that we put together and play this for you.
It's the Wednesday Morning Show
on the World Wide Web.
So if you'll remember from earlier, I was talking with, well, actually, you weren't here, Noah, but I was talking with Christian, and he said that today was National Humor Day. So we looked up a bunch, not a bunch, but we just had a couple dumb jokes that we decided to tell.
Yeah, for sure.
And I found this one on the internet. It's a Weezer joke.
Ooh.
For National Humor Day. So here we go. It's not very good, but it sure is a joke. So, what did Justin Timberlake say when the lead singer of Weezer asked him to name a major peninsula on the northern coast of the Black Sea?
what did that lead singer say whenever Justin Timberlake asked him to name a major peninsula on the Black Sea?
He said, "Cry me a rivers." Because it's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Geography and Weezer. I mean, what else can you ask for?
It's the Wednesday Morning Show
on the World Wide Web.
Yep, that's us. Yep, that's us on the World Wide Web. But let's take it back. Let's take it back to what we've got here in the studio today. We've got some great Weezer music, and we want to play you some Weezer music that you haven't heard before.
New Weezer music?
Yeah, we're trying to play you some Weezer music that maybe it's like, I haven't heard this one. So let me see. There's this one. Have you ever heard the Weezer song Dead Roses?
I have not.
So let's play that. This is from OK Human. It's Weezer with Dead Roses.
All right.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So that was a Weezer song you may not have heard before, Dead Roses, from OK Human, some newer music we were talking about,
yeah,
Richard.
Yeah. 2021's when that came
out. Yeah, so they're still out here making music. Weezer is the band that keeps on giving. So we've had a great show for you today. Richard, out of 10, what do you think?
For the show?
Yeah.
Ooh, this. I'd say it was an 8. I think I feel like next week though.
Next week though, yeah. To prepare
11.
For next week. Next week is going to be epic show. Dead Week show is always the best show. Every break is better than the last on the Dead Week show. So tune in 8 to 10 next week, and it's going to be epic. So we've got stay tuned for a bunch of stuff. Into the Woods is happening this weekend, and etc. Then Saturday 6 p.m. we got the show that we're all in. We're going to put it up on our events calendar, and it's a bunch of great stuff.
Going to be spectacular.
It's going to be spectacular. So hope to see you there. We're going to leave you with some Caroline Polachek. Welcome to my island. Have a good morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.